children of light is gonna understand this, and this, and this, and this.
For there are three philosophical sects among the Jews, the followers of the first of which are the Pharisees, of the second, the Sadducees, and the third sect, and the third sect, and the third sect, which pretends to a severer discipline, are called the Essenes. These last are Jews by birth, and Jews by birth, Jews by birth.
This is another SC brother. This is another SC brother. Did he leave that to wait? There he was in the beginning.
Say, we're taking it back to the beginning. The way the Father intended it to be. Before the law of the Ten Commandments, our brother Enoch had knowledge of the Essenes. And even Christ, before the foundations of the earth, he was on this level. He taught his disciples. And the holy prophets had this understanding. They were all Essenes, following Enoch's teaching.
This is the knowledge of the
Essenes.
How to separate yourselves unto the Most High.
Enoch was found blameless.
He's found blameless.
Said he walked with the higher in his time. He left a testimony. He got translated because he pleased. Said he pleased the Most High. And sometimes Enoch had to travel alone. He was on another level. They looked up and he was gone. The angels, they took him away. He was the leader of the Essenes in his day.
We
gotta walk like a Nazarite if you wanna be like Christ.
Information concerning the Essenes,
the Gospel of the Holy Book.
Information concerning the Essenes,
the Book of Enoch.
Information concerning the Essenes,
the Essene Gospel, the Gospel of Peace.
Information concerning the Essenes prior to the Dead Sea Scroll.
We gotta walk like a Nazarite if you wanna be like Christ.
Hey,
you should be holy. Separate yourself unto the Lord.
This is another Essene, brother.
We gotta walk like the prophets and the disciples.
The Book of Numbers, number 6. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink. Neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dry.
Shalom, everyone. Let's all be a part of that Essene Brotherhood. And shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise.
Shalom, everyone.
And that song was Fred and the Genius Ahaya. And actually, it was 8 years ago.
And he said he's a child of light. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Essenes call themselves. And they talk about Nazarite vows, too. Well, you look.
And we've
Yeshaya been... said he was what? A Nazarene. And they said that he was what? Nazarene.
And we've been reading and studying from this book and learning a lot. And if you could hear the words of that song.
Only the children of light will understand. Mm-hmm. So you got to be an Essene. Looks that way. You know.
And we're studying the book and learning. And we just wrote the person. We don't know who gave us these books, but they gave us two of them. And it's been quite a while now.
Yeah.
That we received them. When was it we received these books?
April of 2022. So this is 2024, and it's almost April next month. It would make 2 years.
And so we just started reading it, and, you know, I guess we've been reading it now for
2 years.
We've read over half of it now. We started on the second half, right?
Yeah, the second book. We went through the Essene Humane Gospel of Yeshaya. Mm-hmm. We went through that twice.
It's two
because
books in one.
We just read, and the other we discussed.
Right. We decided that we would read and have a discussion on the radio broadcast.
So we're on page 220.
And we've been doing that for 2 years, and all of it is in the archives.
Yeah.
That you can go back if you'd like and listen to it. But we emailed the person today, and we pray it reaches her that sent us these books.
And that maybe she can let us know about Sea Truth, who does a YouTube channel, Sea Truth.
S-E-E-T-R-U-T-H. And you all, if you go over there and listen, he's a real young guy. He's a young little brother. And we wonder where he is right now.
He's probably 19 or 20 years old, because it's been, what, about 2 years? And
he had taken the Nazarite vow. He barely lived through it. Remember?
Yeah.
Now I understand what he was going through, since I've read about that. It may be, you know, have we read that part on the broadcast yet?
We've read about the Nazarite vow and they're not to touch dead.
About the enema.
We've read. Where it was talking about that. And
That's the only part that we've come across that we don't quite understand completely, but we wrote the person that sent us these books.
We're not against enema, because we would take them too, but the thing about it was, in a fast, do you take the enema every day that you're fasting? That's
Or is it just the first day? So that's what we're trying to find out. But if you all would like to read the book, you can also order it online, I guess you'd say.
The Essene Humane Gospel of Yeshaya, including the Essene Gospel of Peace. And we're with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio. Anchor.fm, Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And that number is 407-476-7163.
And it's open all the time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can even text it. You don't only have to call or, you know, to leave your praise report or your prayer request. You can text
at 407-476-7163. And I hope your eyes doing better right now. In Yeshua's mighty name.
So if y'all need a healing or, a financial breakthrough or, you know, might have a praise report.
Yeah. Everybody just waking up this morning is a praise report in itself.
A testimony. And you can let the whole world know. And shine the light, you know. We're to be a light. Call 407-476-7163. 24 hours, 7 days a week.
I got up this morning to a couple of ants trying to get me. Praise the higher, we made it.
Yeah, I just put that clove oil, a few drops in a spray bottle. And then add some water. And you might have to spray a few times with it, but it'll finally run them off. Some of them don't make it out alive, but they don't, hopefully, will come back. You know, they won't come back.
And we're going to be in this.
And if they do, you just keep spraying, you know, until you don't see them come back anymore.
Because they'll get the message to go.
Somebody's burning something. Ooh, it stinks. Ugh. We've got our windows and doors open today, everybody.
Yeah, 83 degrees here today. Praise the higher.
It stinks. Maybe it'll change directions.
It will.
These people across the street seem to always be burning over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody, is that their front? That smoke's coming right through there. Where's that burning from?
From down the street, it looks like. Those people's property were the fence.
I guess they're burning leaves, but gosh, they stink. Don't they?
Yeah. They may have dogs over there. And they'd be, this stuff from the dogs being, you know. Anyways, give us a call at 407-476-7163. And we're going to start here on this read and discussion.
And did we mention if they need to get baptized or?
Give us a call at 407-476-7163. We can get somebody to you if we're not in your area. And also, if you need to be married, if male and female, we can perform weddings. give us a call at 407-476-7163, as long as the male and the female. Biological, not no, I'm this today and I'm that tomorrow. No.
I think it would be witness your marriage. Isn't it? Is it that what it's called?
Witness is the ones that sign. Well, when you perform, we're ministers, so we'd be the one, I guess, performing or... We'll witness the marriage and minister and however you say it.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be performers or actors.
No.
Well, I don't know, because when he says follow me or follow Christ, you know, we're following Christ, trying to be just like him, imitate him. Well, actually, would be like him because of when you get baptized, your old self dies and you come up as a new creature. Though the old man wants to resurrect too, you got to keep him down.
That's right.
It's not that complicated, though, like it's sounding, but you got to keep him down at all costs, the old man.
We baptize in Ahayah and Yeshayah, the Ruach Kadosh, for the remission of sins and for the sins of our forefathers.
That's right. And here on this, the Essene Gospel of Peace, give us a call at 407-476-7163. And here on page 220, and Yeshayah spoke to them to lift your eyes to heaven, when all men's eyes are on the ground, it's not easy to worship at the feet of the messengers. When all men worship only fame and riches, it's not easy. What do you think there? What's being said? Yeshayah spake to them to lift your eyes to heaven, when all men's eyes are on the ground. It's not easy.
Because they're never looking to heaven. Men are always looking on this earth.
That's right. To worship at the feet of the messengers, when all men worship only fame and riches. It's not easy. So what it's saying here, you need not worship fame and riches, because that is the, that's like idolatry. You don't worship the fame, you don't worship the riches. You worship the higher. But the most difficult of all is to think the thoughts of the messengers, to speak the words of the messengers, and to do as messengers do. And one man spoke, but Master, we are but men. We are not messengers. How then can we hope to walk in their ways? Tell us what we must do. So a man spoke and saying, we're not messengers, we're men. We cannot, you know, do what the messengers do. And Yeshaya spoke, as the son inherits the land of his father, so have we inherited a consecrated land from our fathers. This land is not a field to be plowed, but a place within us. Okay, those windows are open, right? Close.
Is it bothering you?
I'm just saying maybe it would be a lot smokeless.
Yeah. I closed that bedroom one on that side. I think it's them burning stuff.
Over there, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when it says, but the most difficult of all is to think the thoughts of the messengers, to speak the words of the messengers, and to do as messengers do. And one man spoke, but Master, we are but men. We are not messengers. How then can we hope to walk in their ways? Tell us what we must do. And Yeshaya spoke, as the son inherits the land of his father, so have we inherited a consecrated land from our fathers. This land is not a field to be plowed, but a place within us where we may build our consecrated temple. So our consecrated temple is where? Our bodies. Where he says, as the son inherits the land of his father.
Yeah, think about that. Every time you don't take care of your body, like going for walks.
Yeah.
Eating right. Getting the right amount of sleep and exercise.
Then it's...
And reading the scriptures to take care of your...
spiritual.
Yeah.
Because our bodies is the temple. So have we inherited a consecrated land from our fathers, talking about... This land is not a field to be plowed, but a place within us. So if it's a place within us, and then it says where we may build our consecrated temple. And even as a temple must be raised stone by stone, so will I give to you those stones for the building of the consecrated temple. That which we have inherited from our fathers. And their fathers' fathers. And all the men gathered around Yeshaya, and their faces shone with desire to hear the words which would come from his lips. And he lifted his face to the rising sun, and the radiance of its rays filled his eyes as he spoke. The consecrated temple can be built only with the ancient communions, those which are spoken, those which are thought, and those which are lived. For if they are spoken only with the mouth, they are as a dead hive, which the bees have forsaken, that gives no more honey, Communions are a bridge between man and the messengers. So what he's saying here is the consecrated temple can be built only with the ancient communions. And it's saying that are spoken, thought, and lived. But if they are spoken only with the mouth, they are a dead hide because you haven't thought or lived it. You only spoke it. So they are a dead hive which the bees have forsaken that gives no more honey. And then it says communions are a bridge between man and the messengers. And like a bridge can be built only with patience. Yea, even as the bridge over the river is fashioned stone by stone, as they are found by the water's edge. And the communions are 14 in number, as the messengers of the Heavenly Father number 7. Huh. And the messengers of the Earthly Mother number 7. And just as the roots of the tree sink into the earth and are nourished, and the branches of the tree raise their arms to heaven. Yeah, look at the branches of the trees. Their branches are raised up like they're... raising their arms to heaven. So is man like the trunk of the tree, with his roots deep in the breast of his earthly mother, and his soul ascending to the bright stars of his Heavenly Father. And the roots of the tree are the messengers of the Earthly Mother. And the branches of the tree are the messengers of the Heavenly Father. And this is the sacred tree of life. Which stands in the sea of eternity. The first communion is with the messenger of the sun. The messenger of sun, she who cometh each morning as a bride from her chamber to shed her golden light on the world. O thou immortal, shining, swift, steeded messenger of the sun, there is no warmth without thee.
That's the truth.
No fire without thee. No life without thee. As green leaves in the of the trees do worship thee, and through thee is the tiny wheat kernel become a river of golden grass moving with the wind. Through thee is open the flower in the center of my body. Therefore will I never hide myself from thee, messenger of the sun. consecrated messenger of the earthly mother. Enter the consecrated temple within me and give me the fire of life. So we're to commune with the messenger of sun. She who cometh each morning as a bride from her chamber to shed her golden light on the world.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. If the sun didn't ever shine, the messenger of the sun.
Yeah.
People would die.
If we didn't have the sun. Become a river of golden grass moving with the wind. Through thee is open the flower in the center of my body. Therefore will I never hide myself from thee, messenger of sun, consecrated messenger of the earthly mother. Enter the consecrated temple within me and give me the fire of life. The second communion is with the messenger of water. The messenger of water, she who makes the rain to fill on the second plane, who fills the dry well to overflowing. Yea, we do worship thee, water of life, from the heavenly sea. The waters run and flow forward from the never-failing springs. In my blood flow 1,000 pure springs and vapors and clouds and all the waters that spread over all the 7 kingdoms, all the waters the Creator hath made are consecrated. The voice of the Creator is upon the waters. The Ahaya of glory thundereth. The Creator is upon many waters. Messenger of water, consecrated messenger of the earthly mother, enter the blood that flows through me. Wash my body in the rain that falls from heaven and give me the water of life. So it's saying here that the messenger of water is who makes the rain to fall on thee and plain.
Now we were talking before about the messenger of the sun. Now the water.
Yeah. Water up. Yeah, we do worship the water of life from the heavenly sea. The waters run and flow forward from the never-failing springs. In my blood flow 1,000 pure springs and vapors and clouds and all the waters that spread over all the 7 kingdoms, all the waters the Creator hath made are consecrated. And the voice of the Creator is upon the waters. Ahaya of glory thundereth. The Creator is upon many waters. And then it says, messenger of water, consecrated messenger of the earthly mother, enter the blood that flows through me. Wash my body in the rain that falls from heaven, and give me the water of life. And the third communion is with the messenger of air. The messenger of air who spreads the perfume of sweet-smelling fields. Of spring grass after rain, of the opening buds of the Rose of Sharon. We worship the consecrated breath, which is placed higher than all the other things created. For lo, the eternal and sovereign, luminous space, where rule the unnumbered stars, in the air we breathe in, and the air we breathe out. And in the moment betwixt the breathing in and the breathing out is hidden all the mysteries of the infinite garden. Messenger of air, consecrated messenger of the earthly mother, enter deep within me as the swallow plummets from the sky, that I may know the secrets of the wind and the music of the stars. So the messenger of the air spreads the perfume of sweet-smelling fields. You know, you ever go to an open field and all and smell that sweet smell of them flowers, and even freshly mowed grass. And the Rose of Sharon says, we worship the consecrated breath, which is placed higher than all the other things created. For lo, the eternal and sovereign luminous space, where rule the unnumbered stars. In the air we breathe in, and the air we breathe out. And in the moment betwixt the breathing in and the breathing out is hidden all the mysteries of the infinite garden. Messenger of air, consecrated messenger of the earthly mother, enter deep within me as the swallow plummets from the sky, that I may know the secrets of the wind and the music of the stars. And we'll be at 228, page 228 on the next broadcast on the Essene Gospel of Peace.
That's a good read. It just was quick.
Yes, it is. That is a good read. And when we start back, it'll be on the fourth communion, which would be the messenger of earth. The thing that we first learned from the Essene books was not to eat animal flesh. And 22 months ago, well, we're working on 23 months now. praise Ahiah, the 18th will be 23 months. And we haven't regretted it. The thing about it, we've been craving donuts.
I'm going to have to make some.
And the thing about it, though, is do they make vegan donuts? And another thing is,
I haven't looked that one up yet.
A lot of stuff nowadays is what they call bioengineered. Practically everything. We've been looking for cornmeal.
I can make them.
We've been looking for cornmeal to make cornbread.
We can't find cornmeal unless I order it and have it shipped. Stone ground cornmeal is the cornmeal that's not bioengineered. Stone ground flour, stone ground cornmeal. Non-bioengineered and without all that junk. So, but in order to get it, you've got to have it shipped. And it costs quite a bit. So, but I'm still searching. And if I have to, I'll grind up my own corn.
Yeah, we'll go pick some corn and come back with it's.
I grind up rice and make flour. I've ground up lentils and made flour, garbanzo beans and made flour. I buy coconut flour, almond flour. So.
Oh, we can do corn, Mac.
Huh? We could. We could grind it up.
But that is bad where you look and stuff, because we used to, I know back 10 years ago, 11, 12 years ago, I didn't look at the labels. I just looked and got what I wanted, but that was before when we were eating pork and anything, you know. And then you read in Leviticus about you're not supposed to eat this and that, but.
Can order them off Amazon. Gluten-free glazed donuts by K-A-L or K-A-T-Z. Yeah. Oh, Target has them in at their store.
And they're vegan. Okay. That's good.
It's called K-A-T-Z.
But praise Ahiah for what we're allowed to eat because, you know, you start reading the scriptures and you're eating all this pork, eating all of this seafood, and then you read Leviticus chapter 11, which tells you clean and unclean animals to eat. But then, when you first read the scriptures, nobody takes it into consideration. Okay, we're reading.
Oh, they contain eggs and corn. Those vegan donuts.
No eggs
and
either?
They contain eggs.
Oh.
And corn, which corn's fine.
Yeah, corn is vegan. It is a vegetable.
But eggs isn't.
No.
I'll just make, I know I can make donuts. I know it.
You make everything else. I'm sure you can. And I'd eat them. Because I know they'd be good.
Homemade donuts.
But what I'm trying to say here, y'all, is it's hard, we know, because you go to church on Sundays. Then after church, they want you to go to Golden Corral or someplace. And then they say it's okay to eat pork and all this, anything you want. So you go in there, or seafood and stuff. So you go and do this and that. You go become a glutton. As soon as church doors close. So you wind up sinning big time, but the thing about it is most of the messianics will turn around and say, well, you got to do Leviticus 11. You know, that's the clean diet and unclean diet. Well, they forget the true diet, which is in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree-yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And then verse 31 tells you what he thought about it when he gave them that diet. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Why, if it was very good to him, why would he change the rule? When it says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we've still got 12 minutes, my love.
Well, we could have started another chapter. Probably, but this is fine, I guess, huh? Right?
Yeah, my love. Normally, when it's about 20 minutes till, then we go to that way we can let them know more things too. But anyways, according to Genesis 1, tells you herb-bearing seed and the fruit of the trees and the grains for bread, and we can get a little bit right now, though, on the Nazarite. Like from that song from Fred and the Genius, where he talks about the Nazarite vow. Numbers chapter 6.
Okay.
And Ahijah spake unto Moshe, speak unto the children of Yasharallah, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto Ahijah, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine, or vinegar of strong drink. Neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree from the kernel, even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head, until the days be fulfilled, in the which he separateth himself unto Ahiah, he shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. So, you're to let all your hair grow, the men and women that take the Nazarite vow. You know, when you come to Yeshaya, you automatically take that vow. The word Christian in the Hebrew meaning is Nazarene. Think about that. But I wasn't born in Nazareth. No, but you're taking the Nazarite vow, because Yeshaya, he was a Nazarite. They are trying to tell you different than what actually happened with him, because a lot of these people, they don't read to show themselves, they don't study to show themselves approved. And then it says, all the days that he separated himself unto Ahiah, he shall come to no dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or for his sister, when they die, because the consecration of his Elohim is upon his head. All the days of his separation, he is holy, or Kadosh, unto Ahiah. So, you're under that as long as you're keeping, as long as you're on that vow. Yeshaya was in it all his life, so was John the Baptist and Samson. But and if any man died very suddenly by him, and he hath defiled his head, the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day shall he shave it. And on the eighth day he shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, and make an atonement for him, for that he sinned by the dead, and shall hallow his head that same day. And he that consecrate unto Ahiah the days of his separation, and shall bring a lamb of the first year for a trespass offering, but the days that were before shall be lost, because the separation was defiled. And this is the Torah law of the Nazarite. When the days of separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. But we believe that when you come to Yeshaya, you become a Nazarite. And so you should take that vow. And don't go around dead bodies. But Yeshaya did raise the dead, you know.
Yeah.
But he said, come forth, didn't he? He said, Lazarus, come forth.
Well, I don't think he touched him. But he spoke for him to get up.
Yeah.
Rise up. Yeah. I think that's what that means.
Yep. And praise Ahaya. We just thought you might need to know a little bit about the Nazarite. When you become a so-called Christian or you become a believer, you are to be a Nazarite because of the fact that if you're following Yeshaya and he was one, and that's why Yeshaya said, let the dead bury their dead.
Right.
And you go and preach the gospel, you know, or preach the kingdom. And don't take that COVID vaccine either, because it could be the mark. It stands a good chance to be. Or it's part of that beast system. Why would they try to shut down everything when they tried to come out with it? So people, we need to understand. Don't take it. If you took it, repent. And don't take another one. And y'all have a blessed day in Yeshaya's mighty name. And we're going to How You Willing do a Mixler in a little bit. And Shalom.
Shalom.